if it happens on the track or off. Steve and Sam know about it. You're listening to the Race Report.
We need to get a web camera in here soon so everybody can see engineer Paul Knauer dancing,
well, in
to,
there,
the
yeah.
dancing
in here.
To the bumper music. Oh, no, we don't want to frighten people. But he's such entertainment for us on the other side of the glass. Hey, thanks for joining us on the Race Report. And as we mentioned early on, we are closing in. This is basically
the last off-season show.
We'll be talking about, we'll be previewing the Bud Shootout when next we meet. So it's almost here. And, of course, the very important Las Vegas test this week. And, well, just how important is it? Carl Edwards lets us know.
The Daytona test, you know, Daytona is its own animal, just like Talladega or something. But coming here is the first time we actually get to, you know, race, that, you know, drive a race car sideways around the corner as fast as we can and do what we're going to do for a majority of the races this season. So the information that we get from this test, it's going to apply to a far greater degree than the information from Daytona. So this one's way more important.
Way more important, says Carl Edwards.
Driving your car sideways, I don't think that's a good thing, is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what they say, days of thunder, loose is fast. So anyway, so this is the test we've been kind of focusing on during the off season, waiting for this time to come. And, you know, Toyotas were fast at Daytona testing. We're thinking, well, okay, that's Daytona. But, ooh, look what they did. They were pretty quick at Las Vegas as well. And what was amazing, the most amazing thing that jumped out at me, well, because it was the first test session, Monday morning, and I don't know what the weather conditions were like, but how incredibly close the speeds were. It was like a half second from the quickest car to the 37th quickest car, which I thought was just amazing. That's like qualifying at Bristol. But then the speed spread out a little bit as they moved along, and everybody really had a turn at the top. First day of testing, Denny Hamlin and Kyle Busch. Hamlin in the morning, Busch in the afternoon. They paced the test session in Toyotas. And then as we moved along on the day two, morning session, Carl Edwards in his Ford Fusion was the fastest, followed by David Rudiman in a Toyota. And afternoon, all of a sudden, it's like they took, I don't know what happened. They put another 400 horsepower in these cars or something. We thought this had to be a drafting session. But you check with Las Vegas Motor Speedway PR, and it wasn't. Single car test
running
sessions.
Single car and
Tuesday
and
afternoon
no,
as well.
No packs, no groups.
And picked up over 2 miles an hour.
That is stunning.
And shattered, basically, not that it's official, but basically just blew away Casey Kane's track record set in qualifying last year.
In fact, the folks at Las Vegas were quite surprised that these kind of speeds turned in the afternoon yesterday. The guy I talked to said that we were shocked that the track record, you know, they like you said, it's not official, but they did shatter the track record,
yeah,
which is just stunning.
Yeah, just blew away the track record, which is on 184 something, I think it was, Casey Kane set last year. And that, of course, was the first race on the new configuration, the new higher bank configuration of Las Vegas Motor Speedway right now. But the thing is, Sam, the big deal with the new car, it's bigger, it's boxier, more drag. They'd even talked initially in the earlier development stages of possibly being able to take the restrictor plates off of these things because they were going to create so much more drag. They're as fast, if not faster, than the other car, than the old car. It's been amazing. And talking about how close the speeds were on Monday, you know, I think what a lot of guys have talked about, this could level the playing field up just a little bit. I think this car may be closer among the teams than the other car.
Well,
was.
You look at the drivers who, and as they combine the speeds, and you look through, you know, the combined list, 18 of the fastest speeds were recorded on day two in the afternoon, and the drivers in the top five are guys that you normally don't see atop the speed chart. Juan Pablo Montoya, A.J. Allmendinger, Casey Mears, Casey Kane, Reed Sorensen, those are the top five. Those are guys that don't very rarely even approach the top 10, but here they are in testing running, you know, atop the speed chart. It's just amazing.
Well,
it's absolutely amazing.
It was funny. Juan Pablo Montoya went out in one of his cars and ran the fastest lap of the week, and then also in his other car ran a very relatively slow lap. So quite a variance there between a couple of cars there. But yeah, you look down the top, like you mentioned, a Toyota second quickest for the week, A.J. Allmendinger. And again, yeah, not a guy that you'd expect to be up there, but you get down 10th quickest in his Toyota was Tony Stewart. But how about the Dodge performance on that quick day two? Juan Pablo Montoya at the top of the heap in the Dodge. Casey Kane was fourth, followed by Reed Sorensen fifth. Elliott. I mixed my Elliotts up. Elliott Sadler was sixth quickest. So once again, Evernham Motorsports showing well in the Las Vegas test. I'm sure they hope they can carry that over better than they did last year.
Take the right computer disc and get it back to the shop so that they have the right testing information.
You have to go all the way down to a seventh place among those quickest qualifying or quickest test laps to find a Chevrolet. And that was Scott Riggs.
Yeah.
In the 66 car, Jimmy Johnson was ninth quickest in his Chevrolet. Then you get down there, 15th, 16th, 17th. There's a group of the Bowtie Brigade. Mark Martin, Clint Bowyer, Jeff Burton. Where's Jeff Gordon? Oh, 22nd quickest. But again, these speeds are all pretty close. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was 26th. Looking on down, Denny Hamlin, who was so quick on the first day of testing, was 33rd overall, because the day two speeds just blew away what they did on day one. So it was really spread out. The speeds on day one, the single car speeds there were so close, and then it was kind of spread out as teams try different things. They throw different things at the car and things like that. So not a big surprise that we saw a little difference, a little more gap, I guess, in the top speed and the slower speed. The slowest speed of the week was run by Chad McCombie on a Chevrolet, 173.6 miles an hour, compared to Juan Pablo's quickest speed of 186.7. Chad's got a little work to do.
Yeah.
But you know something
just
else?
A little bit.
You know, Sam Hornish Jr., of course, the former IndyCar champion coming into NASCAR this year, he was 48th quickest in his Dodge, just over 179 miles an hour. Kyle Petty was down near the bottom. Martin Truex Jr. Had some slow laps. He was 44th quickest on the week. So, and there are some guys that still have a little bit of work to do. You can't put everything into this Las Vegas test, certainly, but it gives us a pretty good idea that, as we saw at Daytona, the Toyotas are looking pretty strong, at least looking better than at this time a year ago.
Well, I think what it tells you is the good teams are still good.
Yeah.
The bad team still needs some work.
Yeah.
And we better watch out for the Toyotas. I think that's what it tells me.
Well, I think we kind of figured that. And we talked a couple of weeks ago as we kind of focused on the Joe Gibbs move to Toyota this year, that one thing we would find out for sure, would they raise the level of Toyota,
yeah,
or would Toyota
have
pull them back? I think clearly we're seeing that maybe Joe Gibbs Racing is raising the level of Toyota.
Is that the only reason we're seeing Toyotas top the speed chart, though? Just because Joe Gibbs switched manufacturers?
Well, we saw the Toyotas perform better at the end of last season. There's no doubt about that. They made some strides. Michael Waltrip even started making races on a regular basis. So we know the Toyotas improved. But, I mean, you have guys, okay, if Tony Stewart, Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, those guys are at the top of the speed charts, I'm saying, well, what do you expect? You know, you put those guys pretty much in anything, they're among the best drivers in the sport. But when you see A.J. Allmendinger up there running a top lap, David Rudiman up there, Toyota's obviously made some strides as a manufacturer in their engine program. And, you know, another thing that we've heard a lot about, too, and I absolutely agree, and we'll hear Sam Hornish talk about this a little bit later on, this, with the new car, it really does level the playing field, because even teams, new teams that are coming in, yeah, they've got to get used to this car, but so does everybody else. A lot of teams ran it. They ran it 16 races last year, but never on a mile-and-a-half track.
Right.
Never on a two-mile track that
right.
They'll do later in the week at California. So, I mean, it does level things up just a little bit. You have even the established teams are still trying to figure things out with this new car, and I think that certainly helps the new teams. And that's what we're seeing. You know, even some guys that we don't normally see up there qualifying or races, they're running pretty well in test sessions. But I think the one thing to take out of the test, the Toyotas look better than they looked last year.
Oh, man.
No doubt about that. Stick around. We will come back and hear from some drivers from the test. Carl Edwards, we'll hear from him. Also, Sam Hornish Jr. Don't say anything. He's a Sprint Cup driver now, even if he did used to drive open wheel. All right, stick around. Coming back with more when we return on the Race Report.